I was learning the halachas at night with my friend, Chavusa. He told me, you know, I'd like to, in the house, near the door, inside the house, like Chabad. So really? He said, yeah. So he told, not only me, a lot of Chassidim do that. A lot of Chassidim do that. So I was very surprised. So he said, yeah, it's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah, he said. Dafka, the Bazman Azeh, we light inside, not outside. Not on the window or not, I think. So I'm not telling you what to do, yeah? The Chazanish, of course, Paskin do by the window, if you're on more than the first floor, or by the door if you have your own private chatzel. And the Briskerov, of course, Paskin to light outside. Okay, the Pashut. But Mashma from the Mishnah Berurah to light Dafka inside the house. It's near the door.
Meaning
that
if the public doesn't see, it's okay.
Yeah, they don't care the public sees. Right. Mm-hmm. So that nullifies a lot of these halachas that they're not applicable. You come at 2 o'clock in the morning, you just light in the house and buy out. Mm-hmm. Like we saw already that you could do that anyways. Okay.
What about if you know you're going away and you're going to be back late at night?
So you're
also
going to
be there at the right time for light. You could be there at the right time for light, but you don't want to leave the fire burning in the house. What do you do?
Okay. You're home in the right time?
No, you could make it home in the right time. I'll give you an example. Let's say tomorrow night I have to go to my mother's, right? And I could be there all night. We're going home in the evening, like later in the evening. Or I can go from here, from Yeshiva, all the way back to my house, just to light.
Your wife could light.
And then I have to leave the candles lit.
No, only for half an hour. Only for half an hour.
Or, when I come home at...
No, so it's better if she is home.
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock.
If she is home by Tzidak Kochavim, or by Shkia, whatever Yemilag is, she lights, half an hour she stays with the Neot, after Tzidak Kochavim, then she puts them out and she goes. Yeah, it's better than she could light it having you in mind.
Right.
Yeah, vaya. It's not a vaya. It's better. The question is.
That's for the mitzvah?
No, it's a bigger mitzvah.
Okay.
Another question is, it brings down over here. What happens if someone goes away for Shabbos? And Motzei Shabbos, he's coming home. Now, let's say he went to Tzfat. I don't know where he went. Yeah, he went far. Now he's going to come home. It's going to be midnight. 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. So where should he light? Where he is Motzei Shabbos with the Balabait over there? Or should he light at home when he gets home? So Machlok is Achroinim, Poskim in our generation. Why is it only in our generation? So now we have cars. Mm-hmm. I mean, the past 50, 60 years, more relevant. Just go. Why is it a machlagis? It's machlagis, what you like. Whatever you do is besel gamol. Chazamish says to go home. When you get home to light. We learned. Yeah. Halacha bet. Siman taf resh ein gimel halacha bet. Hadlaka osa mitzvah lefikach im kavta kodem she'avar zmana eno zakuk la. Hadlaka osa mitzvah. Lighting does the mitzvah. Therefore, if it went out before the amount of time that it needs to be lit, so it doesn't have to light it. He could if he wants, but it doesn't have to light it again. Ve'afilu kavta be'erev Shabbat, kodem kabbalat Shabbat, shadayinu mibod yom, eno zakuk la. Even if an erev Shabbos it went out before he said kabbalat Shabbos, you have to light it again. Echen lachar she'idlika, ba letakna v'chiva oto b'shogeg. And if after he lit it, he came to fix it, there wasn't lighting nice, he wanted to pick it up a little bit, and it went out. And also, Kukla doesn't have to light it. Of course, he could light it without a bracha. He should light it, he could light it, but He's not chayav to light it. You're still here.
Yeah.
Hashem. You bought a ticket?
Not sure.
Trying. Said that if one lit it, right, and it went out, it doesn't have to light it again. Talking about the situation, what?
Which, accidental.
Yeah, it could be, it has the ability to stay lit. For example, it's not in a windy place, and there's enough oil for it to light. But if he lit it with not enough oil or in a very windy place where there's a good chance it's going out, of course he has to light it again. Yeah.
What if you're having a problem with the wick? That's my biggest problem.
So you fix it up.
Is there a verse of Minhag where to light?
No.
New
money. Yeah. No, breastlet is not into, you know, each one does it. Everyone can be breastlet. It could be Sephardi breastlet, it could be Hasidic breastlet, it could be. Restive is a way of life. It's not a halachic. Each one goes by his rav. Take a poistik that you go by and do whatever he says. Wow, brings an interesting machlekas over here. He says if someone lit in a place where it's windy and it looks like it's going to go out, he lit it, but then the wind stopped and it did not go out. It stayed lit. Some person says he's not yoytze the mitzvah to put them out and light it again in a place where it's okay for it to light, to be lit. Why? Because you have to light it in a place
where
it can survive. Exactly, where it can survive. Okay. It has to be lit in a place where it could be lit. It can be stay lit. Some person says he has to put it out again and at least light it and light it again. Interesting. Not all the place can hold this. Okay.
Does it matter where the second Hanukkah is? I mean, can it be on the table? Can it be on the side?
No, doesn't make a difference.
But it still has to be in a kosher spot.
Right. I mean, no, tell me the second one. The first one's in a regular spot.
You know, 20 hours high or anything.
Ah, like so you land on the table. Okay, in the Mayas to the Taz, we said before, if an Erev Shabbos it went out, you don't have to light it. The Taz argues on this, and he says, no way, if you're still allowed to light because it's still not Shabbos for you, of course you're obligated to light. It went out before Shabbos came, and you're going out to Shul. And you go, it went out. So light it again. Of course you're obligated to light it again. Okay. So you don't have to make a bracha, but you have to light it again, definitely. Okay. Especially on Erev Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos we light early. On Erev Shabbos, you have to put more oil than on all the other days. I mean, more oil. To put enough oil that it will light. Usually, anyways, you have enough oil that it will light until half an hour after Shabbos.
What is Erev Shabbos? You want to sit there and you want to look at it. You have to run the shul.
You
have to
do it.
No, but.
Did you light it half an hour before? Yeah, after plug. It's an hour before Shkia. You light a light.
Well,
you girls daven mincha. Everyone daven. Yeah, you should do mincha early on Erev Shabbos.
Well, let's say Shkia is 4:45. So then you can light at around the quarter to four.
Yeah, around the quarter to four you can light. I mean, you have to look at the luach when the plug. It's about an hour before.
Sit there.
It's about an hour before you get to. Yeah, but now it's the shortest, most shortest days of the year, so it's about an hour. Now, hour, regularly 60 minutes. In the summer, will be an hour, almost an hour and a half. Could be 1 hour's minutes. Yeah, so you could, but everyone, definitely, on Erev Shabbos, everyone should have a mincha early. Then, b'li lachas. Mincha early. A lot of shuls, we can have minyanim at 1 o'clock. My father, every week, is at 1 o'clock. Erev Shabbos, less pressure.
Yeah.
Right. הלכה ג' נר של חרס שהדליק בולה לאחד נעשה ישן מדליק עם בולה לאחרת. Everyone knows this הלכה. If you have a candle, the vessel is made out of right, you can't use it more than one night. You can make a bunch and then each night you use a new one. You can't use it more than one night because it gets all filthy and dirty from the oil and black, and it's not nice. Could be if it's just for wax, you could use it more and more because it doesn't get disgusting at all. If you're using it with oils, it does get disgusting, then you can't use it. Okay. And if he doesn't have only one old one, what can he do?
Right.
So you burn it, put it in the fire, the Shulchan Aruch says, and then makes it new.
If somebody doesn't have oil, it's okay to use wax candle.
Yeah, no, you can use it over and over. Yeah, but mehadrin, mina mehadrin is olive oil. Mehadrin is also wax. Also mehadrin.
Question?
That,
you said that the something about if you were to do like candles, that you join in the candles and you pay for the oil.
Yeah.
Do you have to? Is that where you have to be when the candle is lit, or can I give anybody money? Like, you know, I give money here, give money there, and the people will be like the doors. And,
You don't have to be there. You don't have to be there, but you have to join a certain lighting, not all of them. You join a certain lighting. You be by your son, he's the one who's going to light, great. You give him a coin, and you say, but the oil is also mine, right? Good.
I could give money to you,
I say. Alright? No, it has to be the place where you're going to sleep at.
Well, that's just the secret. Okay, I just
wanted
to.
That's
what
it's
asking. You can give me money. Now, I wanted to tell you something. It says here, it's under the order. Something very interesting I saw. Tough fish, I am Gimel. So, there's an Indian to light with a nice menorah. A nice menorah, right? As nice as you can. So people don't get the idea. The most important part of the menorah that would be nice, besides all the nice menorah having, is the cups themselves. Mm-hmm. There's levels and how important the cups are. And he brings down here 15 different levels of what it's made out of. Okay? So let's see. The first one, if I'm talking about the cups that the oil are in. That's what I'm talking about. If the cups are made out of gold, that's the highest level. The cups made out of gold. Then the second level is made out of silver. The third level is made out of gold, copper, which looks like gold. The fourth level, I don't know how you call it in English.
Brass or bronze?
Shiny copper.
Huh?
Shiny copper.
There's another type of copper, it's more red.
One's brass, one's bronze.
Okay, the one which is more close to the gold, it's higher than level. Then the next level is one which looks like reddish. Then, anything made out of metal, that's the fifth level. Then, stuff made out of deal. How do you say deal?
What's it?
Deal. In English is No. It's a... What's in the pencil, yeah.
Lead.
You said lead? Now, oferet. What's oferet? I don't know what I'm saying.
Aluminium?
No, it's a gamma lead, but it's not lead. It's something else.
Tin?
Where's your note?
Down the
shoes. Your dictionaries.
The
dictionary over here?
Yeah.
Oferet with an iron.
The first one was graphite, and the second one is lead.
Graphite?
The first one you said was.
It's a type of lead.
Deal?
It's graphite.
They're both lead, right?
It's a different one.
It's lighter, I think, or something.
The pencils are made from both. the graphite and you have the lead.
Which is more expensive?
I think it is graphite and then
okay, it's lead. So anyways, two times, if you have vessels, no one really today has vessels which are made out of them, but if you do, so bdeed is more important. Number eight is glass, finally. What?
Plastic's even over there?
It doesn't even mention plastic. Wait, you didn't finish here.
Why not aluminum?
Wow.
Aluminium is a type of metal.
Plastic. Sorry, glass.
I have
aluminium that comes with a menorah.
It's higher than the glass.
When it's inside, so I shouldn't even get a glass thing.
Yeah, if you could light with that, it's higher.
Even if you can't see the flame as much as you would see it in a glass thing on top.
Why wouldn't you see it able to see the flame?
I find a cup to put on top.
Anyways, the flame will be shown, it's above.
Mm-hmm. You get the wicks that go down below.
That's what I get.
Then you won't see it.
Put the wick a little bit higher.
Huh?
For the first half hour, you'll see it for sure.
Uh-huh.
It won't go down so fast.
So it's better than the glass.
That's what it tells me there, man.
I had this thing.
You bought over here?
No, I brought it to see in the store what kind of glass it was in.
So glass is number eight.
Cool. This is what I had inside.
Eight is higher than the teva.
Eight is all on my glass.
Yeah, this is higher than glass.
Wow.
So you have to fill it up till here with water.
It's huge, right?
Yeah, do you know how much oil this is?
I know.
It's going to last you 2 days.
Put in water, yeah.
Is that plastic or metal?
No, it's metal.
But I was going to get a glass.
Look, are you sure it's metal? Yeah, it's metal.
It's aluminium. Tin.
Yeah, it's a type of metal, right? It's number...
It says tin.
It says number 5. Any type of metal.
Tin is called metal?
Something like my glass.
You know?
But you understand? Because if it goes, you're not going to see the flame. Unless I get the metal thing that holds it.
Yeah, that stands up. Maybe that's what you should get. But then you don't have to put it somewhere dry anyways. Anyways, afterwards you have wooden vessels.
Wooden?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wooden vessels. No, the flame is above. Afterwards you have number 10 is vessels made out of bone. They used to make vessels out of bone.
Ivory or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, ivory is also a bone. Afterwards you have kli cheres, which is glazed, like glaze.
Ceramic.
Alright, then you have which is not glazed.
Earthenware.
Number 13 is people you don't really have nothing. You have the klipot shel rimonim.
Pomegranate
peels. Number 14 is shells of nutshells. Number 15 is the bark of etz alon. I don't know how you say etz alon in English. It's a tree that grows a lot here in Eretz Yisrael. Anyways, the kitzum. Now we have all the levels. Some say that if you have a glass sitting inside, you shouldn't be so makpi because the main thing is that it's also silver over there. Some say no, you should actually use it. Rav Shmuel Auerbach Shmita, if anyone wants, you live in Shari Chesed, right?
I did.
You did. Where do you live now?
Uh-huh.
Oh wow. Because Rav Shmuel Auerbach, you have a star's menorah?
Huh?
His menorah that he likes. If anyone has the opportunity to go by, it's beautiful. It's huge. It's all silver. Silver plate on the back and huge silver cups.
Real silver?
Real silver. There's a thing, a wee thing, what's it called? A security thing on it.
Alarm.
Alarm, no one takes it, yeah.
What's on the outside?
It's outside, yeah, in the front.
The house?
In the chatzel. From the chatzel. They make even a tzuas ha-petach just for Hanukkah and they put a mezuzah on the side. It's really interesting. It's really nice. It's really nice. And they have huge cups of oil. The light's still in the morning. Big flames. And it's silver. All silver. Really nice.
Are there the whole
no, there's an alarm. Anyways. I asked my father and my mother, you're not lighting this to your downstairs? No, we had enough stuff stolen from us over the years. So now they can light at the window.
People steal the
booze? It's still the table that it's on. It's still don't take the menorah. Why not? They're drunk.
Here in America.
Pardon?
Here.
Your parents live in
America,
right?
What?
My
parents live here.
Oh, how's the building in America?
What?
That's a thing with the building in
America. Sometimes. Tough. They live near a park where a lot of drunk people hang out. Goyim, not Jews. Okay. By the way, the wick, very important halacha, people don't know. You don't have to change the wick every day. You can use the same wick. It's Shulchan Aruch Meforash. It's brought down in Shibulei Aleket. You can use it the same whole. If you have a very long wick, you use it all the 8 days. Lama Shana. Yeah, it's even easier to light when it's lit, right? Like we do for the wives. We light on Erev Shabbos a little bit.
When do you light the Shamash, in the beginning or at the end? Make a difference?
You don't need one.
Whenever you want?
First of all, you don't need one. It's true because you have electricity today. But if you want out of the Shamash, you can light it either the beginning or the end. But beginning, I'm talking about before you make the bracha. Very important. Because if not, that's your Ner Mitzvah. So if you want, you light it before you make a bracha. Or after you light them all. But not between making the bracha and lighting the candles. That's so. So, we're now in Tafresh Ayin Daled, which was the year of the First World War. So, Madlikim Ner Chanukah min Ner l'Ner, Davka Ladlik Mizeh L'Zeh, V'Lam Tzayah, V'Ladlik Mizeh L'Zeh. הידי נר שחור, אסור ויש לגן וזה, אלא זכיינו בעניין של החור שכבה הנר שחור, גוי שבין נר של חנוכה. נהגו להחמיר בנרות של חנוכה לא להדליק, אפילו בנר הנר, דיקה וסטורי נוי לנר אחד, רשע אינו נמצא, להדליק. כן, יפה מאוד, מצוין, כן, נפלא ביותר. ושכנוע הרי, so you'll be allowed to light from one חנוכה candle to another, directly, not through intermediate. Just directly from one candle to the other. But the Rama says that we're machmir not to do that. Why? Because the first candle is the candle of mitzvah. The other is just hidul. So it comes out that you're lighting with nail mitzvah, the candles of hidul.
So how could it be permitted?
That's why he said you shouldn't. It should be machmir not to. Okay? Important halacha in shul. In shul, when you light the menorah in shul, so not only the candles which are the Chanukah considered nel mitzvah, also the shamish is a nel mitzvah. So if someone wants to light a cigarette on the shamish of the shul, it's a stool. Okay? Or the only place where they're permitted in the times when they were before there were lights in the streets to use the candle of the shul. Is Motzei Shabbat, people have to go home from shul, and it's very dark, you might fall, and they let you light your own candle from the candle of the shul, because it's dangerous. But otherwise, you can't light anything with the candle of the shul. Okay? So also, the stam in your house, the shamish, you do whatever you want with. But in the shul, you cannot use the shamish, it's a nel mitzvah, because it's a nel of the shul, it's a candle of the shul. It's a yafem mot. יפה מאוד. מצוין, נפלא מאוד.
Should the room be dark when you're lighting, or located?
No.
Keep the light on. Nobody.
You don't have to. No, it doesn't have to be lit.
Opposite. You
can't
derive benefit
from it. You should have a lot of light.
Anyways, you have a light as a.
I'm saying if the light should be dark. If the light is dark, you can't derive benefit from it.
Yeah, because maybe.
But anyways, you have the shamish lit.
What if you don't like the shamish?
Then they have a problem. Yeah. I like sometimes to turn off the lights. It's cool to look at the candles. And
yeah.
You're allowed to do that.
After
I light, yeah. Allowed to. Don't count. If you don't have a shamish, you can't count money and can't read. Just look at them. Top. So
probably good to do what we just buddy did while you're looking at the
candles. Say thank you.
After singing.
Chazal said halacha on Shabbos, from the Midrash, from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Mishnah Berurah, that, as we said, we learned it here also in the room, that there's a yin of mitzvahs reshus, right? The seudah that we do is the seudah reshus. How do you make it into seudah mitzvah? You say praises of Hashem. So he said, it's a halacha din liya too. It's not only a Shema Yosef.
Okay.
When someone does a seudah, stam a seudah, and he praises Hashem, so it's considered seudah mitzvah. I was very happy to hear that. The seudah that you made in your house was seudah mitzvah.
So if you didn't say the last halacha,
you praise Hashem. You praise seudah mitzvah. You can say Shira Malos afterwards.
Wow.
Yeah. It's kamash seudah mitzvah. So all your days you could just be eating this mitzvah. You could just say thank you to Hashem. Thank you Hashem for the food. Thank you Hashem for this. It's so beautiful. Hashem, you did such a miracle for me. You this or whatever. It's considered this mitzvah. So. Yeah. So tomorrow we learn Tafresh Ayin Hei.